How to Price Painting Jobs for Profit, a Contractor's Complete Guide. To price a painting job for profit, a contractor needs to calculate labor hours, materials, surface preparation, overheads, and a genuine profit margin, then add these together before quoting. Skipping any one of these, especially preparation or overheads, is the most common reason painting businesses stay busy but never seem to get ahead financially. Most painters have lived through this scenario. You win the job, your crew works hard, the client is happy with the finish, and you send off the final invoice feeling pretty good about it all. Then you sit down and work out what you actually made after paint, wages, fuel, and 100 other little costs, and the number is nowhere near what you expected. Sometimes it's barely worth the hassle. Being flat out with work does not automatically mean your painting business is making money. Plenty of contractors run themselves ragged for years, quoting job after job, without ever pricing accurately enough to build real profit into the business. The difference between a painter who's exhausted and broke and one who's busy and building something almost always comes down to how the pricing was worked out in the first place. This guide walks through exactly how to price painting jobs properly, covering labor, materials, preparation, overheads, and profit, so you can quote with confidence and actually keep more of what you earn. If you want to go deeper on this topic, our painting contractor guides cover pricing strategy in more detail too. Why pricing painting jobs correctly matters. Getting your painting job pricing wrong doesn't just mean a slightly smaller profit. It creates a chain of problems that can drag a business down over time. When pricing is off, contractors typically end up dealing with low or negative profit on jobs that looked fine on paper. Cash flow squeezes, even when there's plenty of work coming in. Long hours for a return that barely beats a wage. Trouble paying staff or subcontractors on time. Pressure to cut corners just to protect a shrinking margin. A constant need to chase the next job because the last one didn't leave much behind. There's a real difference between winning work and winning profitable work. Any painter can win a job by quoting low enough. It takes discipline and a decent grasp of your numbers to win work that actually pays you properly for the risk, skill, and labor you're putting in. Chasing volume without chasing margin is how painting businesses stay stuck at the same size year after year, no matter how good the workmanship is. What should be included in a painting job price? A properly priced painting job accounts for every cost that goes into delivering it, not just the obvious ones. The main components include labor, paint and materials, surface preparation, equipment, access requirements, travel and setup time, overheads, waste, contingency, where the job warrants it, profit. Leave out even one of these and your final number stops reflecting reality. A job that looks profitable because you forgot to price for scaffold hire, or because you assumed one coat when the surface really needed two, is a job that's quietly losing you money. If you want a quick sense check before you finalize a number, our free paint budget calculator is a handy way to sanity check your figures against current Australian industry benchmarks. How to calculate painting labor costs. Labor is usually the biggest line item in any painting quote, and it's also the one most contractors guess rather than calculate properly. Instead of estimating how many days a job might take, work out the actual hours required based on the measured area of the job, realistic production rates for the surface and finish, number of coats required, condition of the surface, how much preparation is needed before painting starts, the complexity of the work, including cutting in, trim and detail, access difficulties, like height or restricted spaces, crew size and experience, setup and cleanup time at both ends of the day. Here's a simple example. Say you're pricing the interior of a standard bedroom, roughly 55 square meters of walls and ceiling, needing two coats on walls that are in reasonably good condition. If a painter can cover around 10 to 12 square meters per hour per coat on interior walls, that's roughly 5 hours of painting time for the walls alone across two coats, plus time for the ceiling, cutting in, and trim work. Add setup and cleanup, and you might be looking at 7 to 8 hours of labor for that one room. At a labor rate of $85 per hour, that's somewhere around $600 to $680 in labor before materials or preparation are even considered. That's the kind of detail that needs to sit behind your number, not a rough guess based on how the last similar job felt. How to calculate material costs for a painting job. Material costs need the same level of attention as labor. Work out what you'll actually need, including paint quantity, based on coverage rates and number of coats.
Primer.
Fillers. Caulking. Tape. Drop sheets. Sandpaper. Sundries like brushes, rollers, and trays. Other consumables specific to the job. Always check current supplier pricing rather than relying on figures from 6 months ago. Paint prices move, and small increases across several products add up quickly on a larger job. Coverage rates, the number of coats specified, and the condition of the surface all affect how much product you'll actually use. So don't just apply a flat material percentage across every job without checking it makes sense. Don't forget surface preparation. Preparation is where a lot of painting quotes quietly fall apart. It's easy to eyeball a wall, decide it just needs a light sand, and price accordingly, only to find once you're on site that there's more scraping, filling, and priming required than expected. Preparation work typically includes scraping old, flaking paint, sanding, filling holes and cracks, patching damaged sections, cleaning surfaces before painting, priming bare or repaired areas, sealing where needed, removing loose or failing coatings. Here's a realistic example of how this can go wrong. Imagine a weatherboard exterior priced on the assumption of light sanding and a straightforward two-coat system. Once the job starts, you find flaking paint across several boards, exposed timber that needs priming, and cracked caulking around every window. What was quoted as a day of prep turns into 2.5 days. If that extra time wasn't priced in, the job's profit is gone before the first coat of paint even goes on. How to factor business overheads into your price? Overheads are the ongoing costs of simply running your painting business, separate from what's spent on any individual job. These typically include insurance,
vehicles,
fuel, tools and equipment, licenses, accounting and bookkeeping, software and apps, phone and internet, office or storage costs, marketing, administration time. A lot of contractors treat overheads as something they'll make back later once the business gets busier. That mindset is exactly how businesses end up working flat out without ever getting ahead. Overheads need to be built into every quote, not chased after the fact. A straightforward way to handle this is to work out your total annual overhead costs, then divide that figure by your expected billable hours for the year. If your overheads come to $30,000 annually and you expect to bill 1,200 hours across the year, that's $25 per billable hour that needs to be recovered before you've made a cent of profit. Once you know that figure, it should be added into every quote as a matter of course. How much profit should a painting contractor add? Profit and markup are not the same thing, and it's worth understanding the difference. Markup is the percentage added to your costs to arrive at a selling price. Profit is what's actually left in the business once every cost, including labor, materials, preparation, and overheads, has been covered. There's no single profit margin that applies to every Australian painting business. The right figure depends on your specific overheads, the type of work you take on, the risk involved in a project, current market conditions, and how your business operates day to day. A commercial repaint with tight deadlines and higher risk might justify a different margin to a straightforward residential repaint with a flexible timeline. What matters more than chasing a specific number is understanding that pricing below a sustainable level, purely to win work, creates long-term problems. It trains clients to expect discounted rates, puts pressure on cash flow, and leaves nothing in reserve for the inevitable quiet periods or unexpected costs. If you're not confident about where your margin should sit, working through this properly is exactly what our painting business and estimating course is designed to help with. How to price a painting job step by step. Once you understand the individual components, pricing a job comes down to following a consistent process each time. Inspect the project properly, either in person or through detailed photos and information. Measure the surfaces rather than estimating by eye. Assess how much preparation is genuinely required. Determine realistic labor hours based on the work involved. Calculate materials based on current pricing and actual coverage needs. Add equipment and access costs, such as scaffolding or ladders. Add your calculated overhead recovery per hour. Add your profit margin. Review the full estimate before finalizing it. Prepare a clear, professional final quote for the client. Running through these steps in the same order every time removes a lot of the guesswork, and it means nothing important gets skipped when you're busy. If putting together a professional quote document isn't something you enjoy, our professional painting quote services can take that off your plate while you focus on the tools. Common pricing mistakes that reduce painting contractors' profit. Some mistakes show up again and again across the industry, regardless of how experienced the contractor is. Guessing measurements instead of actually measuring. Forgetting or underestimating preparation work. using outdated material prices, underestimating labor hours, ignoring overheads entirely, forgetting to price setup and cleanup time, not allowing for difficult access, failing to price for additional coats when the surface needs them, copying competitors' prices without knowing your own costs, discounting too heavily just to secure the job, pricing to win the work rather than pricing to make a profit. Each of these chips away at the margin in a different way, and it's rarely just one mistake causing a loss. Usually, it's two or three of these compounding on the same job. Should you match your competitor's painting prices? Copying another contractor's price feels like a shortcut, but it's a risky one. Two painting businesses can look similar on the surface while operating with completely different numbers behind the scenes, including overheads, labor costs, level of experience, crew structure, equipment owned versus hired, insurance costs, general business expenses, required profit margin. A larger business with more overheads might need to charge more just to stay viable, while a sole trader with lower running costs might genuinely be able to charge less and still turn a decent profit. Knowing your own numbers matters far more than knowing what someone else is charging, because their price tells you nothing about whether that number would actually work for your business. How accurate estimating can improve your painting business. Getting your pricing right doesn't just protect your profit on individual jobs. It changes how the whole business operates. Accurate estimating leads to better control over profit across every job, not just the lucky ones. More confidence when presenting quotes to clients. Steadier cash flow, since jobs aren't quietly running at a loss. Fewer surprises partway through a project. Clearer communication with clients about scope and cost. Better planning, since you know roughly how long a job will actually take. More informed decisions about which jobs to chase and which to walk away from. None of this happens by accident. It comes from having a system and sticking to it. If you'd like a starting point for your own numbers, PaintBusters Australia's free paint budget calculator can help give you a general sense of current Australian industry rates before you build out a detailed quote. When should a painting contractor consider professional estimating support? Not every contractor wants to spend their evenings buried in spreadsheets, and there are situations where bringing in outside estimating support makes good business sense. This is particularly worth considering for large or complex projects, commercial work with detailed specifications, complex takeoffs involving multiple trades or finishes, tender submissions with tight deadlines, busy periods where there simply isn't time to price everything properly, businesses without a reliable estimating system in place, projects where getting the number wrong could be genuinely expensive. For these situations, PaintBusters Australia's professional painting estimating services can take the pressure off, providing accurate quantity surveying and quoting so you're not stretched thin trying to do it all yourself. If you'd rather understand the process yourself first, their painting quantity surveying services page breaks down how takeoffs and bills of quantities work for painting projects specifically. Build a pricing system you can trust. The contractors who consistently make money aren't necessarily the ones with the fanciest tools or the biggest crews. They're the ones who've built a repeatable pricing system instead of starting from scratch every time a new job lands on their desk. A solid system generally includes a standard estimating template you use for every quote, realistic production rates based on your own crew's actual output, current material prices that get checked regularly, a clear overhead calculation per billable hour, historical data from previous jobs to sanity check new estimates, a quick review process before any quote goes out, job costing after completion, comparing what was quoted against what actually happened. That last point is often the most overlooked, and arguably the most valuable. Going back over a finished job and comparing your original estimate to the real numbers tells you exactly where your pricing is strong and where it needs adjusting. Do this consistently and your quoting gets sharper with every job, rather than staying static for years. Price for profit, not just to win the job. Profitable painting businesses aren't necessarily the busiest ones. They're the ones that understand their true costs before deciding what to charge. That means properly accounting for labor, materials, preparation, overheads, and a genuine profit margin on every single quote, rather than guessing and hoping it works out. If you regularly finish jobs wondering where the profit went, it's worth going back through your estimating process and finding where the gaps are. PaintBusters Australia's painting business and estimating course was built for exactly this reason, helping contractors understand how to price jobs properly so they're not left guessing. And for those larger or more complex projects where getting it wrong would be costly, Their professional painting quote services are there to help you get it right the first time. Either way, the goal is the same. Price for profit, not just to win the job, and the rest of the business gets a whole lot easier to run. Frequently asked questions. How do painting contractors calculate the price of a job? Painting contractors calculate a job price by measuring the work, estimating labor hours based on realistic production rates, calculating material quantities, pricing surface preparation, adding overhead recovery, and then including a profit margin on top. Each of these needs to be worked out individually rather than estimated as a single lump figure. How do I calculate labor costs for a painting job? Labor costs are calculated by measuring the area to be painted, applying a realistic production rate per hour based on the surface and number of coats, then multiplying the total hours by your labor rate. Setup, cleanup, and access difficulties should be added on top of the core painting time. How much profit should a painting contractor make on a job? There's no single profit figure that suits every painting business. The right margin depends on your overheads, the type of project, the risk involved, and current market conditions. What matters most is that profit is calculated separately from overheads and never priced away just to win the job. What costs should be included in a painting quote? A complete painting quote should include labor, paint, and materials, surface preparation, equipment, access requirements, travel and setup, business overheads, waste, contingency where relevant, and profit. Leaving out any of these can turn a job that looks profitable into one that actually loses money. How can I improve my painting estimating and quoting skills? Improving estimating skills comes down to using accurate measurements, current material pricing, realistic production rates, and a consistent process for every quote, then reviewing completed jobs against original estimates to refine future pricing. Structured resources like PaintBusters Australia's painting business and estimating course can also help contractors build these skills more quickly.